First, let me thank Lieutenant Governor and the mayor for having us here today. This is a stunning city. I've been here before, and it's just as beautiful now as it was the first time I was here. I'm going to go back a bit. I'll go back to February 26, 1993. That was the first attack on the Twin Towers by the same terrorist Muslim group. And I say the word Muslim. I have many, many Muslim friends. They are true Muslims. The people that did this to us are not. They're just dragging that name down the gutter in vain. That was the first attack. They promised they would come back, and they have come back. The events of September 11th have changed us all, of course. I'm very concerned for the future. I know this country was tested in 1993. This beautiful flag over here, they tried to rip the fabric. It did not work. They tried again in 2001 to rip this fabric. It did not work. It will not work. I look out here now, and I look at all these young faces, and for me, you all right here, you young people, are tomorrow's people. One day, you'll be back here talking about what's going on in this world. You will be some of the leaders. The events of September 11th can never be forgotten, not because of my personal loss, of the loss of the other almost 3,000 people, but for this country and the reason that they came here. It was said before, they came here to attack our lifestyles. You, the young folks, have to understand that. You, the young folks, are the people that are going to lead that fight in the future to stop this ignorance, stop this intolerance, and we must find a way to live in peace in this world. And it's going to be some of your responsibility. We've heard a couple of stories. I'm going to tell you my story. I'll try to make it as brief as I can. In my case, it was September 11th, and as the governor said, and while I mentioned the governor, Governor Pataki is not, just like any of us, going to speak too much about themselves. But I was at that site. I spent 9 months in the recovery work at that site. The governor was at that site many, 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 many days, down inside the site, not standing outside the site, supporting the people that worked in that site. So when I have an opportunity, and this is probably the first time that him and I have been on a stage like this, and I get to talk about him a little bit, and he probably doesn't like that, but I'm still going to say it. The lifeblood of New York at that time period. And I say thank you to him for all he's done for not just the families and the periphery, but for the people that worked at the site, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the laborers, the people that came from all over this beautiful country. So I say thank you to the governor for that. September 11th was a day just like... Yeah. September 11th was a day just like this, as the governor said. It was a stunning, beautiful day. My son called, Jonathan, New York City firefighter, married, two children. I said, Dad, turn on the TV. I turned it on. I saw what you all saw. With that, he said, Dad, I'm trying to go. John was in a squad, which is a special trained unit in the fire department. I said, okay, John. It was located in Queens. With that, in the background, I heard a tone go off, which means that they're going to have a response. He said, Dad, we're going to the World Trade Center. I said, okay, Jonathan, be careful. And that was the last time I spoke to my son. I brought my other son, Brendan. Brendan and I went to the World Trade Center. We knew that there was going to be a lot of people needing a lot of help, so we figured we'd throw our four hands into it and see if we could help. Before leaving the house, the second plane hit. We knew on the way that this was a terrorist attack. By the time we got down to the site, it was within a half an hour after the North Tower came down. I immediately started meeting up with people I knew in the fire department. I spent 26 years with the New York City Fire Department in Rescue 2. The uniformed people in the city, you have to remember, New York City PD lost 23 wonderful people. The Port Authority Police Department lost 37 wonderful people. The New York City Fire Department lost 343 wonderful people. I started looking for John, but realized early on that that was going to be somewhat of an impossible task. So it was just pick a spot, start searching. Anybody that was found along the way was a blessing for that family to be able to say, I have something at home of my loved one. I met up with many dads that were looking for their sons. I met up with many sons that were looking for their dads. There were about 7 or 8 of us that knew each other before the September 11th event. So we stayed together for the whole time. My case, it was December 11th, exactly 3 months to the day. I had left the site. I was home. Around 11:30, I got a phone call from a chief that was in charge of the site for the night. His name is Paul. I heard his voice. I knew. He said, Lee, it's Paul. I said, yes, Paul. And Paul said, I have your son. I said, okay, Paul, we'll be right in. So Brendan and I went back to the site. We got there about 1 o'clock in the morning. Went down this horrible road that led into the site. Off on the side was a Stokes basket. The basket had a flag over it. Jonathan was in the basket. Paul came up to me and he put his hands on my shoulders and he said, Lee, he's all there. I said, thank you, Paul. That was very important. I went over to the basket. I did what I had to do to my son. Brendan came over and did what he had to do to his brother. And then in the tradition of the New York City Fire Department, in the tradition of any fire department, we carry out our own. So my son Brendan and I were able to carry out Jonathan and bring him home and put him to bed where he belongs. Why was it important that Paul put his hands on my shoulder? Because we realized pretty early on that we're not going to find whole people at this site. You can't collapse a building, two buildings that are 110 stories high and expect anybody to remain in their natural state. Speaking of the World Trade Center site, 2,749 people were murdered that day. Out of 2,749, there's only 174 whole bodies. Our son is a whole body, so we were blessed. We found his helmet about 2 weeks after that, blessed again, and then we found his turnout coat about another week or so after that. So my mission was accomplished, but the other dads were unfortunate. So I stayed with the dads. To this day, those dads still aren't fortunate. So you see, this is just one story of the World Trade Center site. There are many, many tens of thousands of stories that went on that day at the site, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the Pentagon. They tried. They did hurt a lot of people, but our country stood strong. Our country will always stand strong. Nothing is going to damage that fiber of that beautiful flag of ours over there. This memorial is a signal to those people that you can test our freedoms. You will never win our freedoms. They're in our hearts. Our forefathers fought for those freedoms. Freedom didn't come easy. It didn't come cheap. And it still doesn't come cheap today. But as a wonderful country that we are, not just this beautiful state, but the USA, we have our mission. We will succeed in our mission. The mission is to make this world safe, to let these people know that, no, you're not going to hurt us, and that these young people are going to have a beautiful life in front of us. So you've just heard one story, and again, there's tens of thousands of stories out there. And I'd like to say thank you one more time to this beautiful group behind me, but especially this beautiful group in front of me and you young folks. And you can smile out there. It's okay to smile. Okay, maybe I'll talk to you later. Thank you.